You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This is Tom Kelly, and welcome to Automation Alley's podcast, Factory Reboot, where we discuss the Fourth Industrial Revolution, also known as Industry 4.0, and its impact on the manufacturing industry. You can follow Factory Reboot on SoundCloud, iTunes, or at automationalley.com/factory reboot. You can also follow us on Twitter at Automation Alley. So today I'm joined by Elliot Forsythe. Is the Vice President of Business Operations at Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, an organization dedicated to helping Michigan manufacturers to work smarter. So welcome, Elliot.
Good morning. Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
Oh, good to have you. Good to have you. So, Elliot, I'm very familiar with the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, but you guys have gone through a lot of changes in the past 18 months, 2 years. Can you tell us about what's going on at the center?
Yeah, thank you. So the practicality is we're doing what manufacturing is doing today. We need to evolve, mm-hmm. and it is, manufacturing world is moving at a phenomenal pace.
And tell me about it.
Yeah. And so to your point of Industry 4.0, it is here and it's alive. It is not changing. It's not going away. So likewise, we have to be two steps ahead of that.
You have a new building.
We have a new building. We have a new look. And it's really a reflection of what is changing in the marketplace today. It is not the old manufacturing facility in the past. Our building is not the old reminiscent of that. It is live. It's vibrant. It's real in terms of today's culture.
Yeah, I've been over to your building, and it's beautiful. I mean, you have lots of collaboration spaces, lots of training facilities. So what do you do out of that building? What kind of training and consulting is the center doing these days?
And it covers a wide range. But but practicality, you said it a minute ago. Our mission has always been to ensure that manufacturing prospers and thrives. Mm-hmm. So we focus on how do you optimize your plant floor? How do you create more mass customization?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, traditionally we do lean, we do quality activities. But as we move into the future, we've got to be thinking about how technology applies to driving those applications forward. And so we're moving in that direction and learning more about how we can support manufacturers as this evolution occurs.
Well, that's a good point, because as I'm out talking to a lot of CEOs, as are you, that are manufacturers, the sense I get, the bigs have money, they have brains, they're experimenting. But when you get past sort of that tier one, that OEM and tier one level, a lot of these small manufacturers don't know how to get started. Do you help navigate that? I mean, there's so many things to focus on. How do you help them through that?
And you're right. It is a mass decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to know where to begin. There's no one single vendor that provides all the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that we try to focus in on with the company is to focus on their strategy.
Right.
What do you want to do with your business?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to transform your business? And how do you want to stay relevant to today? And then let's talk about how we incrementally make those changes.
That's fantastic. So as you go down this path, with these manufacturers, where do you find they're the most, ahead of the curve for around the world? And maybe the converse question would be, where do we struggle as a region to get, if you could just make them all do X, what would that be?
Yeah. So we've seen a lot of movement in the era of robotics. And that is starting to change pretty dramatically. And again, we are automotive centric.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a natural evolution. But the real opportunity, I think, is moving in today is how do I use the information that exists up and down the supply chain that creates economic value for me?
I'm glad you said that. That I hear that all the time, that the littles don't really understand they're going to be data companies, but the bigs do. And they're trying to push this supply chain information flow all the way down the channel to the threes, fours, and fives. And we're talking tiers here.
Right.
How is a company going to do that? I mean, if you bend metal, And all of a sudden, you got to put a sensor on it. Now I need an electrical engineer. I need to understand data, which I need to understand cloud. Then I need to understand cybersecurity. I mean, how do I do it as a small manufacturer?
And that's a great question. And again, I think you need to think about it back to your strategy. What do you want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. Because the practicality is, to your point, of if I'm an equipment manufacturer, I make equipment that bends metal or stamps metal.
Yeah, right.
Okay? So, and I've done that for 40 years. Great. Now let's reimagine the possibilities of my business. So perhaps my business is doing very well, but now are there new opportunities for me to enter new spaces? Mm-hmm. Because every piece of equipment today has controllers. It's right. all tied into the industrial internet of things. What happens if I think about my business differently that said, okay, I'm going to sell the unit. I make good money on that. But is there an aftermarket opportunity for me?
Right.
Can I provide that company who I've sold it to data about how the usage of that equipment goes? How do I help them to predict when maintenance needs to occur rather than having to face the nightmare that every manufacturer worries about is unscheduled downtime?
Right.
Because it never happens when we want it to happen, right?
Of course not. That's stupid predictive maintenance.
That's right.
You know, it could just go down on a Friday evening as the shift's leaving and the maintenance guys fix it and it's ready to go Monday. Never works that way.
But
right?
but if you think about that example, how does that generate into revenue opportunities for me that's sustainable? And how do I have now a deeper relationship, a lifelong relationship with my customer?
Right, right. Which now is much more secure because you've integrated with that customer.
Exactly.
And it's you're sharing data. It's awfully hard to fire you.
Right.
If you are integrated with your customer's needs for their customer.
Exactly.
So I love where you're going with this. So Elliot knows, and what I'll remind our listeners is that we have a big conference coming up in Detroit on November 9th. It's called Integrate. And it is going to be a conference. About 500 people are going to be there. We have three keynotes. We have 32 sessions, I believe. We have over 32 speakers. Elliot, you are going to be a speaker at this event. We're delighted to have you. So this event is going to be focused around all of the different technologies, like we mentioned earlier, cloud, cybersecurity, big data, 3D printing, robots, advanced materials, sensors, industrial internet of things. But the importance of the conference is how do all of these various technologies fit at the center of the wheel? These are technology spokes, but they're all coming together because the manufacturer is the one that has to assimilate all of these into a cohesive strategy. And I think this gets back to your point, right, Elliot?
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you're someone who's coming to this Integrate conference, I know, you're speaking from the expert viewpoint, but someone coming, how should they take advantage of that? What should we be telling our viewers about Integrate and what we should be focused on? Or listeners, I should say. Not viewing yet.
Right. Again, to what we talked about earlier, there's a lot of choices and options. Where do I begin? Where do I start? The first part is to learn.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
the beauty of Automation Alley is that you provide opportunities for people to learn. You bring people together as information opportunities for them to assimilate that information to figure out what their strategy would be. And then, an organization like ours, they can help you to dissect where do I begin and how do I move down the path.
And I'm glad you said that because there's a symbiotic relationship, because what happens is our job is to help educate the market that the world is changing dramatically and to pay attention and to try and figure out that, yes, I can participate in the future of where we're going. But then we need homes for people to say, okay, I want to get started.
Right.
Where do I go? And a perfect place to go is the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center. And that's where, you can get your start to say, what's my strategy look like? How do I need to go down this path? So, Elliot, I thank you for being here. We've had a lovely discussion, and we could talk for a while on that. If I wanted to learn more about the center, where do I start? What do I do next?
Yeah, please come to our website.
It is
www.the-center, just like being in the middle, .org.
The-center.org.
Right.
All right. And everybody should do that. It's a great, great site. Thank you for joining us, Elliot. And for those listening, remember, Automation Alley's Industry 4.0 conference, Integrate, that's spelled INTEGR and the number 8, Integrate, will take place November 9th in Detroit. Visit us at automationalley.com/integrate to register. Again, if you like what you heard today, subscribe to Factory Reboot on SoundCloud, iTunes, or at automationalley.com/factory reboot. See you next time.